This is a contemporary story. It's the first really modern volume of the Vampire Chronicles, for it accepts the horrifying absurdity of existence from the start. But let me speak now of the dreams that had come to trouble me in my wanderings. With Claudia, it was almost a haunting. Just before my eyes would close each dawn, I'd see her beside me, hear her voice in a low and urgent whisper. And sometimes I'd slide back over the centuries to the little colonial hospital with its rows of tiny beds where the orphan child had been dying. She slept, as the doctor entrusted her to me, believing me to be her mortal father. And she is so pretty in these dreams. The dream of David Talbot came once only. David is young in the dream, and he is walking in a mangrove forest. He was not the man of 74 who had become my friend, the patient mortal scholar who regularly refused my offer of the dark blood and laid his warm, fragile hand on my cold flesh unflinchingly to demonstrate the affection and trust between us. No. This is young David Talbot of years and years ago, when his heart didn't beat so fast within his chest. Yet he is in danger. Tiger, tiger, burning bright. Is that his voice whispering those words, or is it mine? And out of the dappled light it comes. I see its huge head and how soft its muzzle. But look at its yellow eyes, mere slits, and full of horrid, mindless cruelty. David, its fangs! Why is my voice dried up inside me? And then I see that he is down on one knee, with the long, shiny rifle cocked against his shoulder, and the giant cat is still yards away, bearing down on him. On and on it rushes, until the crack of the gun stops it in its tracks. And over it goes as the gun roars once again, its paws crossed as they push in one final breath at the soft earth. I wake. But I could not forget the dream. Now we are truly ready to begin. Miami, the Vampire's City. This is South Beach at sunset, in the luxurious warmth of the winterless winter, the gentle breeze moving in from the placid sea to cool the smooth, broad pavements full of happy, mortal children.